Kirvos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Vav. And we're here in the middle of a discussion about Rabbi Eliezer Shita. If you remember, we had said in the Mishnah that if we had a discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, right, if a husband says to his wife that he's going to be me for all the Nedarim that she's going to take, let's say, for example, in the next week, right? So Rabbi Eliezer had said that the Nedarim are mefer, they're canceled, they're batel, and the Chachamim had said that they are not. Right? And they went back and forth with logic, but the question was that the Gemara had, right, when according to Rabbi Eliezer that says that the Nedarim are mefer, what happens, what is that mechanism, right? Does it happen immediately, meaning that the nether never gets off the ground, there is never any nether whatsoever, or maybe the nether is chal, and then immediately it is batel. The Gemara said, who cares? Well, if someone jumps on back of that nether and says, well, just like that nether, so to me. Like if his wife says, I'm going to be a nazir, and someone says, me too. So the question is, if that nether was chal and then was batel, so then the other guy is going to be a nazir because he's jumping on the back of the effect of the nazir, of the nether. If the nether never gets off the ground, so that guy is not a nether. got confused again. That guy is not a nazir because it never happened, and then his nether is no good either. So we had some back and forth, and basically Rabbi Eliezer had used the logic from a person's own ability to be made for his own nidarim. We had learned that a person is obviously not allowed to be made for his own nidarim, right, after he takes them, but he is able to say, any nidarim that I take in the future, right, will be batal, right? That's what we do by kol nidre. So stands to reason then, says Rabbi Eliezer, if a person can be mevatel his wife's nidarim in the future, he should certainly... Say again, sorry. If a person, opposite. If a person is able to be mevatel the nedarim his wife already took, so then he certainly should be able to be mevatel the nedarim that she'll take in the future. Right? If a person can't be mevatel the nedarim that he already took, but he can be mevatel the nedarim he will take, so if he can be mevatel the nedarim his wife already took, certainly he should be able to be mevatel the nedarim that his wife will take. That was the logic we had used. So now the Gemara is going to bring a couple of proofs, and then we're trying to prove back and forth, right? That whether the nether is chal or not. That's the underlying question, right, to keep in mind in the back of your head. So Tashma will bring another proof, right? Amrul the Rabbi Eliezer. They said back to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim and the Rabbi Eliezer going back and forth, right? According to you, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you prove that the husband can be made for his wife's future nedarim because the husband can be made for his wife's past nedarim, and you can prove that from a person's own nedarim, that a person cannot be made for his past nedarim, but he can be made for his future nedarim. So therefore, right, in the case where he can be made for past nedarim, he certainly should be made for future nedarim. So the Chum said back to him, that logic doesn't hold. It doesn't necessarily make sense to say that kal v'chomer. From another context, what's entirely? Umam mikveh shemalas atmei mitum asan ein matzilas dahorim milatamei. A mikvah, right, is able to be mevatel a prior status, right? Just again, keep in mind the parallel to the darim, right? A mikvah is able to be mevatel the status of tuma, right? It makes something tahor, right? It makes something pure. But ein matzil al dahorim milatamei. But it doesn't save someone from becoming tamei in the future. If a person is standing in a mikvah and he touches a sheretz or a dead body or whatever, he doesn't stay tahor, he becomes tamei. Meaning the mikvah is unable to affect future instances of tuma. It changes previous, right, the past, right, tuma, like a person can mevatel past and darim, right? But it can't do anything with future tuma. But that logic doesn't necessarily hold in another scenario, because Adam she'in malas es tamei mitumason, a person, on the other hand, is not able, right, a person's not a mikvah, a person's not able to change a tuma status, it can't make something tamei that is into tahor, right, it can't make something tahor that was already tamei. Ron gives an example, if you swallow a ring that was tamei, ring doesn't become tahor, but right? If the logic holds, then a person should not be able to save something from becoming tame in the future. But that's not actually true. Gemara Nechulin says that a person who swallows a ring, if the person enters an ohel and is in a tame status, the ring stays tahor. So the logic doesn't hold. I mean, just because, like, a mikvah can cancel the past tuma, but can't do anything about a future tuma. So logically, it should say a person who can't affect past tumah also can't affect future tumah. But we see that's not true, because a person can affect future tumah if he swallows the rain. So that logic is no good. Well, according to that, back and forth, shvamin ol chaylin. Clearly, if the chamim are using that as an argument against Rabbi Elazar is clearly holding, right, that the neder never happens at all. From the fact that, again, what are the chamim trying to say? The chamim are trying to say that a person who swallows a ring protects it from becoming tame. They're not trying to say that a person who swallows a ring makes the ring tahor after it becomes tame for 1 second, right? It's it never, ever becomes tame at all because the person swallowed the ring. Well, that seems to imply that Rabbi Elazar's logic is that the neder is never, never chal. Yeah? So then the Gemara says the problem is that the Braisa then immediately contradicts that assumption. Because Amrulo Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim also said to Rabbi Elazar, right, in Madbilin Kli Tame Litoher, right, if a person dips something that's tame, a kli that's tame in a mikvah, right, yet bilu kli l'kesheyit tame litar, you should also be able to dip a kli in a mikvah that if it becomes tame in the future, it should become tahor. Right? I mean, that was they're trying to say. They're trying to use his logic. If you're telling me that something can affect past, should certainly be able to affect something that happens in the future. So you should also be able to dip a kli in the mikvah, just like that kli in the dipping a kli in the mikvah will affect its past tumah status. It should also be able to protect it from tumah in the future, right? So shmami not, and meaning and therefore make it tahor when it becomes tame. So shmami na chaylin. That seems to imply that Rabbi Elazar holds that the nether is chal, and then it becomes batal. Because what are we trying to say? We're trying to say that just like a mikvah erases past tumah, so too it should erase future tumah. Well, that seems to imply that the kli becomes tame, and then the mikvah works to undo the tumah. Right? That seems to imply that Rabbi Elazar's logic is that the nether is chal, and then the hafara that the husband did gets rid of it. So Amri, so they said in the base matter, right? So that yeah, ein hachanami. Right, you cannot prove from this brisa at all because Rabbanan lo kaimei lohon b'tamei de Rabbi Elazar, because the Rabbanan weren't sure. Right, the Rabbanan had the Chazal had this exact question. This was the shaila they were debating. What's Rabbi Elazar's logic? And therefore v'hagi gamarle. Therefore they answered him in two different ways. Right, they tried to outmaneuver his logic, regardless of whether he would hold that the neder would be chal, and then it would be batel, or if the neder wouldn't be chal at all. This is what they wanted to say. What do you hold? If you hold that the nether is chal and then it's batel by the husband's previous hafara, so then to have a kli to you have to. Well, then I'll bring you a stira from what we just quoted in the Braisa about the kli, about the utensil dipping in the mikvah. If you hold that the nether never gets off the ground at all, so then to have a mikvah tiyufta, then I'll use the tiyufta of the mikvah which we talked about, right, on the base, and I inhale on base. So Tashmas, the Gemara just finally finishes off and gives a definitive proof of what Rabbi Elazar holds, and says that Amalem Rabbi Elazar, and it just quotes the end of the Braisa, that the Braisa Rabbi Elazar had said back to all these attempted reproofs or whatever it is of the Chachamim, he had said another area of halacha that seemed to imply the following: Mazroim Temeim Kemishizarim Bekarka Tahorim. If the halacha is that if you take seeds that are tame and you plant them in the ground, then they become tahor. Right, it's a way of being metaher tame seeds. Right, again, it's something that's mechuber lekarka, can't be something that's connected to the ground, can't be mekabel tumah. So the second you plant these seeds in the ground, now they're growing, they turn into a plant or whatever, that can't be mekabel tumah. That's a way of purifying almost, right, that the tumah of tame seeds. So zruun v'omdin l'kol shekein. So certainly, anything that's already planted, right, already planted plants are also tahor. Right? Again, they're not mekabel tumah whatsoever, right, if they touch something that's tame. Right? And therefore, so too, right, the case of the nether, right, that just like the husband can annul and be mevatel previous, right, past vows, past nadarim, so too he can be mevatel future nadarim. Just like that you can get rid of the tumah of the seeds by planting them in the ground, right? The seeds that were already tummy in the past, you plant them in the ground, that gets rid of that. So too, planting in the ground will also get rid of any potential future tuma. But clearly, Shemayim Menola Chaylin. But if that's the parallel, right, between the neder not being chal and the seeds not becoming tummy, well, anything that a tree or a plant that's connected to the ground, if it touches tuma, it doesn't become tummy at all. It doesn't. There's nothing that says that a tree becomes tummy and then it becomes tahor immediately right afterwards, right? It doesn't become tummy whatsoever, right? So if that's the parallel in halacha, which Rabbi Elazar himself is saying, so it must be that he holds that the neder never gets off the ground at all, because the tumah on the tree never gets off the ground at all. There's no mechanism here to say that the tree became tummy and there was Metair was became tahor through what? There's no process here. Anything that's mechubel karka is not mekabel tumah. So clearly that's the logic, and that must be what Rabbi Elazar holds, that the neder never gets off the ground. The Gemara now doubles back and asks the kasha on the chachamim. The rabbanim lo darshi kal v'chomer. Why don't the chachamim hold of this kal v'chomer? But we see that in another area of halacha, the chachamim do hold of this kal v'chomer. That just like, again, what was kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer was just like someone can uproot something that happened in the past, certainly, therefore, they should be able to uproot and cancel something that happens in the future. V'atanya, probably, we see the Chum agree to this logic in another area. V'atanya, yachol, yimkor adam es biduk shinara. You might have thought that a person can sell his daughter as a nara, right? And a person can sell his daughter as an evid, as a shifcha, right? Before she's a nara, right? When she's a ketana. Right, but you might have thought that he can also do it when she becomes a nara, after she becomes 12 years old. So I'm about the kal v'chomer. So therefore, there's a kal v'chomer, which tells me that's not true. Because mechura, right, if a girl is already sold, you sell a girl when she's 10. Right, so kvar yotza, she goes out, right, when she becomes a nara, she leaves, she ends being a shifcha. She's no longer a shifcha when she hits 12. So in a mechura, in addition to tzimachar. So certainly, if she's not yet sold, right? Certainly, right? Being a nara can knock it out. Would knock out the potential sale. So you see the chachamim. This is the chachamim shita, right? This is the chazal using Rabbi Lezer's logic. Just like something will cancel a previous status, right? The nara who's already sold, her status as a shifcha is canceled at 12. So certainly, any future sale is no good once she becomes a nara. So, and that's the chachamim are doing this, right? That's the chachamim shita. So the Gemara says, "Ein hachanami in." Yes, really, Ba'al Medarshi Kal V'chomer, really, the Chachamim agree to this Kal V'chomer. This is Rabbi Elazar's logic. This logic holds in other areas of halacha. But what's over here? Shani halacha, right? Damakra, Isha Yikimenev, Isha Yiferenu. But they have Gzeir Shava over here. Right? The Pasuk says, well, not really Gzeir Shava, it's right, Pasuk, right? It says that the woman's husband can be Mekayin the Nether, and the woman's husband can be Mefer the Nether, right? Et Shabbat Lachlal Hekim, Balachlal Hefer, and therefore we link anything that the husband can be Mekayim, right, then he's able to be mevatel. He can get rid of anything. He can uphold anything. He can get rid of. But es shelo b'lechlal hekim, lo b'lechlal hefer. But if he can't uphold it, if it's, and we said that was the first part of the Mishnah yesterday, right? We said that a husband cannot say any neder that you, my wife, take in the next week, I immediately uphold. Right, that doesn't work. Right, so therefore the chacham say if that doesn't work, so then he's also not able to be mefer and be mevatel his future. His wife's future in Nadarim. Okay, that's pretty tough back and forth. But let's do the Mishnah, and then to the rest of the day is not nearly as convoluted. How far is Nadarim Kol Hayom? Again, a person can be made for Nether. Husband can be made for Nether the entire day that the wife takes the Nether. And the Gemara says Yesh B'Dabar L'Hekel L'Hachmer, and that cuts both ways. Right, when you say the entire day. Right, that cuts both ways. Ketzad, what do you mean? Nadar b'leili Shabbos. If a woman made a neder on Erev Shabbos, not leili Shabbos, meaning Friday night, or let's say, you know, I don't know, 10 o'clock Friday night, so if you're b'leili Shabbos, uviyama Shabbos, ashitech shach. So the guy has, you know, until the next day at sundown. The husband has until sundown on Shabbos. So, you know, if Shabbos comes in at 6 and she made the neder at 10, so he has 20 hours, right, and 20 hours to get rid of the nether, right, until 6 p.m. the following day. But Nadrim Chasheicha, but if, let's say, she made the nether at 5:59 on Shabbos, right, and sundown is at 6 p.m., so then Mefer Ashlo Techshach, right, Shim Chasheicha, Velo Hefer, and Yachal Hefer. So then, right, he's only got a minute, Right, he's only got a second, right? He can only do it before Shkia, before sundown, before it gets dark, right? And then after that, right, it is no longer possible for him to be made for the nether. And that's one shita in the Mishnah. We're about to see another shita. It doesn't exactly work like that. Tanya will end in a brisa. Hafarz nedar on kol yom. Right, it's all day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Rabbi Yosef, all those tanaim, they say that that it's 24 hours. That meaning, you know, if she made the neder at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., so she gets till 10 p.m. the next day. It's 5:59 p.m., it's 1 minute before Shkia. Okay, he's still got 24 hours, right, to be made for the neder. My time in the Tanakama, why the Tanakama, what's the shita of the Tanakama and our Mishnah that says it's at sundown, regardless of whether the neder was made? Because Amar Karabi, Om Shamo, the Pasuk says, on the day you heard the neder, right, that's it, meaning it's the day. So therefore, on the day that he heard it, right? So, and that's until, right, that's the calendar day, right? That's until sundown. For Rabbanan, it doesn't mean the Rabbanan, usually the Rabbanan is the Tanakhama, but here the Rabbanan refers to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. My time, what's their logic that you get 24 hours? Dechtiv, meyom el yom. Pasuk says day to day. So that seems to imply 24 hours. Well, Tanakhama, haksiv meyom el yom. What does the Tanakhama do with that pasuk? So he needs a disham biyom shamo, because you need that pasuk, because if you would have just had the pasuk of biyom shamo on the day that he heard the nether, so the havamina biyamama in b'leilolo, you might have thought that you can only be made for the nether during the day. So therefore, it says day to day, meaning you have, right, the entire day, night and day. According to the rabbanan, who say those three rabbanim that say it's 24 hours. Faksiv biyom shamo, doesn't the pasuk say you can only be made for neder on that day? So yeah, it's true. You need that pasuk to teach me, because you might have thought if you only had the pasuk of miyom el yom, which implies 24 hours, havamina michab shapsa lechab shapsa lefer lo. You might have thought that means yom el yom means day to day, a week later, meaning she made it on Sunday, so therefore he has until the next Sunday. So therefore it says ksiv biyom shamo. Therefore it says, right, on that day, meaning you have 24 hours. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, in halacha koso zug, right, the halacha is not like them, and therefore, right, again, you have hafaras nedarim is only until sundown. Levi savar lemivat kahane tanai. Levi wanted to do with those tanaim, with the three tanaim, who gives you 24 hours. Amalei Rav. Rav said, Hachi Amar Chabibi, right, Chabibi said to me, that's how he referred to to Rabbi Chia, that was his uncle. In halacha koso zug, the halacha is not like them. Okay, fine. And just to finish off over here, just a couple of comments unrelated to what we just said, but how the Chachamim would try and be made for Nadarim easily. So the Gemara is just going to explain how they would be made for Nadarim. It's like almost like haphazard, like doing it, without a second, without thinking about it. It says Chia bar Rav Shadi Gira Ubadik and Rav bar Rebbe Huna Yosef Vekayim. Chia bar Rav would be shooting arrows when he would be checking for Nadarim, meaning he would. The implication is he was, doing it while he was doing something else. He wouldn't try, meaning while other areas of halacha you try and sit and analyze and figure out, but here, be made for nether, oh, you have a Pesach over here, okay, be made for nether, no problem, you just get rid of it. And so too, Rav Baravuna would sit, he would stand, right? That was it. Whatever he was doing, he would be made for the nether, he wouldn't sit, he wouldn't stand, he just, whatever posture he was in, right, that would, what he would deal with it. Okay, meaning showing that they would try and give you Mefer and Dorim rather easily. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll go fight on the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.